ladies team. Women, it seems, are marginalised when it comes to playing, supporting or working in the field of football. Not today, though, and certainly not at FC United, where they're hosting a special event at Gig Lane in Bury called A Woman's Place Is at the Match. The team's club secretary for FC United is Lindsay Howard, and she's here now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you feel sidelined in the world of football as a woman?
I do, and I've had many experiences since doing this job that show that there's still a stigma out there with women in football.
Across the whole range, right from the Premiership down?
In my job, I don't really deal with the Premiership, but certainly...
Watch a Premiership club,
didn't you? I did, but I never felt a stigma at Old Trafford. What's come out of our event and talking to other volunteers who used to go to Old Trafford is they did, which was quite interesting because I didn't. But it's certainly out there, and I know there's been a lot of press recently. There was the Gabby Logan documentary on BBC the other night to do with... women in football, and that just shows that, you know, there is a stigma out there.
And there was the whole Sky Sports thing,
yes.
And, you know, do us a favour, darling, and all that.
Yes.
That's all been very well documented. What experience, you clearly say you didn't have any when you were an OT attender. What did those you've spoken to experience?
They just said they felt uncomfortable sometimes at Old Trafford. And especially, you know, if you look at a crowd of 70,000 people, there wasn't that many women there. If you look at a crowd of 2,000 at FC United, there's certainly a higher percentage of women who are not only in the stands but who volunteer for us on a regular basis. And that's what we're trying to do today, is just highlight, you know, the extensive volunteer base and women that we have that come to our match.
And good for you for doing so. I mean, I don't by any means want to, you know, give Manchester United a hard time. There's just one or two views of people who've expressed them, and you might equally apply that to other Premiership clubs. I don't know. I don't want the legal wrath of Old Trafford coming down on my shoulders in the next 5 minutes. Tell me what about your event today, then. A Woman's Place Is at the Match is the name of it, which I think is a tremendous name. What's the event going to entail?
Basically, like I've just said, it's about highlighting the volunteers. We've also got a exhibition in the social club with photographs of women in football, a history of women in football, which not a lot of people know about.
How far back does it go, then?
It goes back quite far, about 100 years.
Is that being involved in football or playing football?
Involved.
Because women playing football is a fairly recent thing, isn't it? I mean, playing to the level of having a national side, and I think clubs like Arsenal and others have women's teams, don't they?
I'm not 100% sure, so I don't quote me on the facts, but I know women's football is becoming bigger and bigger, especially in junior football. I never played when I was a youngster. I don't think it was accessed like it was, and there was never anything at school for me to play, so I've never played the game. But in terms of people being
so when you were at school,
football,
were you, it was netball, was it, or rounders or whatever for you?
Rounders, netball, yeah.
Boys played football and girls played rounders,
yeah.
And netball. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the same now, though, in schools, is it? And that's to be encouraged.
No, it's not, and it is to be encouraged. I mean, we've invited a lot of women's football teams to the game today, so that'll show that, you know, women's football is coming to the forefront. But it's not just about actual playing the football, it's about how women are treated behind the scenes at the football match as well, which I think is just as important. It's not about, you know, on the pitch. It's about being treated equally, no matter what level we're involved at.
Whether you're a fan or whether you're a member of the staff at the club or whatever your involvement in football, it shouldn't be about your gender. It should be about your passion for your club or your support or your ability to do the job.
Yeah. It shouldn't, you know, everyone should be seen as doing their job, not as male or female. And that's what today is about.
And it is 12 noon till 3, Gig Lane in Bury.
Yes.
Now, I'm sure you would encourage men to come along as well as women. It's not
of
just
course,
about girls,
of
is
course.
It?
Of course. It's nothing to do with, you know, excluding men. It's just that in a game of football, you know, that it's obvious that the men are highlighted. So it's just about showing that there is a place for women, you know, when they can come along. We've got Claire Mooney. Who was on earlier.
Yes, you were. Completely coincidentally, I have to say.
Performing in a music event that we have at the game every day as well. So that should be good.
Terrific. Thank you for your time this morning. A Woman's Place Is at the Match. 12 noon till 3, Gig Lane in Bury. You've just heard from Lindsay Howard, Club Secretary of FC United.